Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Ever-changing tax laws create a constant need for updated tax filing software. Our next guest company has taken advantage of that opportunity to grow from a lean startup to a global enterprise in just the last few years. Charles Hardy is with Span Enterprises, based in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Today, he's in our studio. Charles, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
So first of all, give us a brief history of your company. And I noticed that it's spelled as an acronym, SPAN. What does that stand for?
That's true. Well, Span Enterprises was founded in 2009 by Aggie Sundaram and Naga Palanisamy. If you look at the first letters of their names, that they were able to organize it so that they were represented in the name. SPAN also referencing the endless possibilities that are available in the world of web-based software development.
And you started from the beginning specializing in tax software?
That's correct. We are in the field of IRS e-file applications and also business management software. SPAN was started in 2009, right after the big recession. We are in a couple industries that are pretty much recession-proof. Taxes are always going to be with us, and the world of trucking is not going anywhere at the moment.
Trucking, that's your subspecialty?
Yes. One of our largest products is Express Truck Tax to e-file the IRS Form 2290, which is a form that anyone who owns a heavy highway vehicle has to file on an annual basis.
It must be a complicated form to require software.
Well, it's not that it's necessarily too complicated, but it's the best method of doing it. The IRS does not provide their own e-filing capability. You can fill out a form and mail it. You can go to an IRS office if you want to, but this is going to take you lots of time. And for truckers, any day wasted, any day that they're not on the road, they're losing money.
Was that the initial product from SPAN, tax filing software for the trucking industry?
That was one of the first, yes, Express Truck Tax and UnitWise. UnitWise is a business management tool for the Mary Kay industry.
What pushed you towards the trucking industry?
Well, our founders both came with a very astute vision for what the company should be and what a software company could be. They utilized their various backgrounds and their experience to create software solutions that would heavily benefit industries that they were familiar with. Aggie, his wife, happened to be a Mary Kay consultant at the time, a director actually. When it came down to tax time, he realized there were too many systems that she was using. You know, she had information here, information there, and there wasn't one tool that brought it all together. And so that's where UnitWise came from. With Naga, he understood the e-filing industry. He knew the IRS e-filing needs that were there for particular forms. 2290 is just one of the many forms that we process at Span Enterprises. But he came with that sort of industry understanding and expertise and saw the need for that in the market.
And now for the Mary Kay type of product, there are specific tax situations for multi-level marketers?
Yes. Well, it's more of a business management application unit-wise. It's not as much a tax e-filing tool. It's a tool that helps them manage their business, manage their inventory, manage their expenses, their accounting.
And what prompted the move into the payroll software business?
Well, we already do a lot of IRS e-filing forms, W-2s, 1099s, 941 quarterly returns. So we thought it was a natural fit.
There's certainly competition that you have to deal with. There's some big guys out there, TurboTax, QuickBooks. Do they compete with you on these specialty markets?
There's always competitors. One thing that we have typically stayed away from is doing actual regular tax returns because those fields are so crowded already. So we specialize in more specific forms. However, we are never the only one in the market for any of the fields that we're in. So it's imperative that we do it better in order to build that differentiation between our products. And part of that is through our dedication to quality support. We have a full expert support team in our location in Rock Hill, South Carolina. It's not outsourced anywhere else. We keep a team year round.
And now talk about the experience going from a lean startup to a global enterprise.
Yes, absolutely. I think the main philosophy that's been guiding SPAN from its startup days to where we are now is the idea of growing within your means, not getting ahead of yourself as a company. The number one reason businesses fail, software companies in particular, is that they go out and they spend way too much money. With SPAN, we've always been very smart about how we utilize our resources. We have a nice office now, but if you look at our first few offices, they served our purposes, but they were not overly flashy, over the top, anything like that.
Hence the word lean.
Yes, exactly. The lean startup. You know, it's a simple concept, but it's very hard for people to actually follow through with, just like in regular life. People need to know to live within their means. In the business world, businesses need to know to grow within their means.
Well, Charles, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity.
Charles Hardy is with Span Enterprises in Rock Hill, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.